Comics Podcast, starring Jenny and Dave.
Yes, hello everybody, and welcome to our 12th show with Banwa Blogs Podcast Show, coming to you from Oxford, England.
On the hill, with me, Dave.
And Jenny here, and this is our special Christmas show.
That's me opening the bottle of wine there. I hope you've all got a bottle wherever you are. And if you don't celebrate Christmas wherever you are in the world, you can still use it as an excuse to take a couple of days off and enjoy yourself.
That's right. And not only is this our special Christmas show, we are going to play music by Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros tonight.
That's right. It's going to be Shut Up and Play Some Music podcast time now, because as a lot of you are aware, Joe passed away back in 2002 in December the 22nd, which was a massive shock to us all. And I, for one, don't cry very much, but that really freaked me out when I got heard that Joe had passed on at the sweet old age of 50.
Yeah, it was a very sad day indeed. And so that is why, with the show going out on the 22nd of December 2005, we felt it appropriate to give a nod and a shout out to Joe Strummer, and of course all the fans of The Clash and Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros and the work that he has done.
I'd like to put myself above the top as one of the biggest Clash fans in the world. So they changed my life in the 70s, ruined my education. I left school to follow The Clash round, and hung out with Strummer and Simonon and the boys on many an occasion in my early teenage days. And I don't regret it for the world. I wouldn't swap that for any GCSE or whatever it was I would have got, to be quite honest.
It was a music education, is that right?
That's what I get told.
So, moving along, and we are just playing more music than talk tonight. And so the first song we're going to play for you is...
Thank you very much, mate. This one is called Tony Adams.
Somebody tell me clearly, has there
Okay, and that was Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros with Tony Adams. Very cool.
Love it. There's your Sonic. It's really sad that Joe went, because who knows now, that music, the Mescaleros, is again influenced in a different way. You can hear bits of the Clash in there because that was Joe's style. But you can definitely see that music going on and being great and big and doing amazing things, which it is, even though Joe's passed on, as we said. Mescaleros are still big on the list for records to get hold of.
That's right. And so Dave, maybe you should talk a little bit more about when you used to see the Clash and how you used to follow them around in Portsmouth and around England. And you've told me some pretty funny, cool stories about meeting Joe and some of the Clash.
I could tell one story that I wasn't at, but there was a time, well, I saw the gig, but I had to go home because I was young. But Joe was talking to people after the show, and he was inviting them back to a party at the Queen's Hotel in Portsmouth, Southsea, afterwards. And so all these punk rockers turn up, all flooding into the Queen's Hotel, and I think Joe had something illegal on him, and he got arrested and taken to the police station that night. But unfortunately, I missed that. But then we've spent a lot of good times with the Clash. One of the last times I met him was on the last tour after Mick Jones had been fired from the Clash, and it was Joe, Paul Simonon, and can't remember his name. There's another drummer anyway, and hung out with him after that night. And Joe and his missus was there. She had the little baby. He just had his first baby, and jazz strummer, I think.
Okay, a little trivia.
A little bit of trivia there, and be honest, he wasn't in a very good mood that night, Joe. And I was very drunk, and I think I told him he won a very good gig, and he was a bit off of me. hung out with Simonon, drank beer with Simonon at the end of the show, good times. I remember him showing me how to bunk into the gig in Brixton, the Brixton Fair Deal. And anyway,
that's a good story. Tell that one, that was funny.
He wrote me the map out on the back of a flyer, saying, I can't put you on a guest list because like all the London boys, all the Brixton lot's going to be there. But I know a really good way to bunk in there. And he showed me the little door to go through and everything. And I've probably still got a bit of paper lying around somewhere at home.
A little map. A secret map.
From Simonon, who was like stick man writing, honestly. And that was all good. We've had some brilliant times. Yeah, travelled, like I say, bunked off school, travelled up to Clash gigs in different parts. Kipped in, I remember kipping in a bin liner in a park somewhere in up north. I can't even remember the town it was in. But we'd be on a guest list, and the biggest hit was having the Clash dedicate a song. I can't even remember what one. I should, because it should be great and massive in my head, but I can't remember the song. But he dedicated a song to the Pompey punks when we were halfway up the country watching them, because we'd been on the guest list to nearly every show. Good bunch of lads, know how to look after their fans. That's what I loved about the Clash. There was no bullshit. They knew how to look after their fans and their friends, and they gave you a good time. Still one of the most out of tune live bands at the time. If you want to listen to any old Clash bootleg of them playing live, especially when Joe's going, do you want me to tune up so it sounds like it does on the record? And he goes, no, me neither. And then launches into an out of tune version of Protex Blues, which any old Clash fan will know that song.
So you were really lucky because you saw them from the beginning and got to see them for quite some time, following them around to all the different shows. And did you get used to the set? Did they keep the same set list for most of the shows?
That's a good question. I can't remember now, because there was a lot of things going around in them days before you went to see a gig. But I can't remember. All I remember is jumping up and down and spitting and having a really good laugh. And I'm smelling.
But you didn't. There were other times, obviously, when you didn't go up to him and say you had a bad show, Joe.
God, no. That was a funny evening. That was because it was like I was really annoyed. Looking back to my teenage angst days, was the fact that the Clash had split. Yeah, he was keeping it going, and I was unimpressed because it wasn't that Mick Jones wasn't there. Although I never really got on with Mick Jones, never had much to do with Jones. He was always a bit aloof. I remember him carrying a briefcase around with him and things and thinking, punk rocker, long hair and a briefcase. But, nah, basically.
All right, and here we are saying, let's talk more music. But, you know, how can you not listen to these stories from Dave? I just felt it's really good to hear this.
But I'm going to cut the old rag short there and go straight into this tune. Now, Strummer Wood, and I'm not don't know much in detail, but he'd have a lot of trees planted for the records he sold to put his bit back into the environment, so to speak. Like, so there is a forest planted somewhere on behalf of Strummer and for all the records he sold. And so, not ironically, I use that word in all the wrong places. Ironically, yeah, I went to the toilet this morning.
Have a talk with Alanis Morissette about that one.
What? Yeah, there. Well, that'll
she
come
won't
up
tell
another.
You that you'll get all the wrong information about that word from her.
Isn't it ironic that this song is called Johnny Appleseed?
Once again, Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros with Johnny Appleseed.
See, still coming up with quality lyrics, mind-provoking, thought-provoking lyrics there. And love it, love him for it. And he's up there enjoying it, or he's down there, wherever he is, he's floating around. Strummer, you can't get rid of the soul of Strummer. He's around, influencing music still.
Yeah, and I think you'll find there's a lot of people that would agree with you on that one.
Yeah, there's a band out at the moment with that song, Working for the Cash Machine.
Hi-Fi, is that it?
Oh, I don't know. Hard-Fi something. Oh, we got their name wrong. Sorry, boys, and if there's any fans of that band. But they're brilliant. I love them.
Yeah.
And they got some good star music in there. So...
And also, if you want to just keep up on what's going on with Strummer's Muscleros or shows going around in tribute to him, go to strummersite.com, and it says the official site, so you might find some information on events upcoming.
Yeah, I'm doing a tribute to him tonight at midnight, because it's a day of his death, which is nasty. I'm going to sit out in the back garden in my pyjamas with a pointy hat on, playing loads of Clash songs on my acoustic. But it's good because all the neighbours around here have got double glazing and it's cold, so their windows will be closed, so we'll only be upsetting the wildlife.
Okay, so we're going to go on to our final song of the night for our special Christmas show and tribute to Joe Strummer and, of course, all the fans of the Clash and Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. Hopefully you're listening and enjoying the music this evening.
You must be. How can you not enjoy this music? You'd be crazy, mad. And if you are not enjoying this music and you got to this far in the show, go away.
If we have anyone listening still. Anyway, of course, you can find out more about the Band Weblogs podcast show by going to www.bandweblogs.com. And there you will find a short summary of all our shows. Show notes.
Or is it wintry this time of year?
That's funny, Dave. But I'm going to be really nice to you on the show because it's really, this is Strummer
time.
Night. Strummer time.
Strummer time.
And that's Dave time.
And the winter. And dee dee. Bada boo ba bi bye.
Okay, it's getting weird now.
It always gets there.
We should
I
move
need to
along.
Take my tablets before every right. half hour.
your Flintstone vitamins.
What did the Swedish Fred Flintstone say? Yabber dabber doo. That's a cheeky monkey off of Alan Partridge's show. It's not funny.
No,
it's not meant to be
not funny.
Although I meant it to be funny then because that's the best joke I know.
And we're supposed to be doing less talk, more music, the show.
So did you say about the strummersite.com?
Yeah, I did. You're getting...
Go there. Go and check him out. Check out the genius that was Mr. Joe Strummer. And anyway, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, we better keep going here and put the next song on and say goodnight to all our listeners. And
a Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Hope you don't choke on your turkey.
Okay.
This song is going out to everybody that loves music all around the world and enjoys going to music festivals, which we all do. This is called Coma Girl.
And coming to you from Oxford, England, this is Band Weblogs podcast show, Jenny and Dave, signing out.
On the hill. Hey!
I was calling through a festival way out west. I was thinking about love and the acid test. At first I got real dizzy with a real rocking gang. And then I saw the coma girl on the excitement gang. And the rain came in from the wide blue yonder. Through all the stages I wandered. Somebody was wailing off their head. Oh, nobody is ripping the teen scene dead. And the rain came in from the white blue yonder. I thought you and me might wander. circle can call me girl. Call me girl on a motorcycle can. As the 19th hour was falling upon Desolation Road, so my love band at the last drop on the go. Let's siphon up some gas, let's get this show on the road. Said the coma girl to the excitement gang. Into action, everybody sprang. And the old drums were beating out, too lang, too lang. Coma girl of the excitement gang. A motorcycle gang. Come, girl. Lang, lang. Come, girl. Lang, lang. On a baby, mom, on a baby. Lang, lang. On a baby, mom, on a baby.
Listening to the Band Weblogs podcast show.